Your home for praise and shine. We are Quixie 98.3. The devotional this time is Free at Last. 20 long years passed before British journalist John McCarthy, a five-year hostage during Lebanon's grueling civil war, met the man who negotiated his release. When McCarthy finally met UN envoy Gian-Domenico Pico, McCarthy simply said, "Thank you for my freedom." His heartfelt words carried great weight, because Pico had risked his own life during dangerous negotiations to secure freedom for McCarthy and others. We as believers can relate to such hard-won freedom. Jesus gave up his life, enduring death on a Roman cross, to secure spiritual freedom for all people, including each of us. Now, as his children, we know it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. The Apostle Paul boldly declared that, as told in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. In John chapter 8, verse 36, the Gospel of John teaches of freedom in Christ, noting, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." But free in what ways? In Jesus, we experience freedom not only from sin and its hold on us, but also freedom from guilt, shame, worry, Satan's lies, superstitions, false teaching, and eternal death. No longer hostages, we have freedom to show love to enemies, walk in kindness, live with hope, and love our neighbors. As we follow the Holy Spirit's leading, we can forgive as we've been forgiven. For all of this, let's thank God today and always. Then let's love so others will know the power of His freedom too. What spiritual chains still hold you hostage? As you release those chains to God, what words can you use to thank Him for setting you free? This is Scott Gettle. Thank you for listening to Praise and Shine and Quixie 98.3. You stay safe, be well, have a good day, and God bless.